Well, welcome to The Punt. I'm Steve Butler. This is Digby Beecham.
Butts, good morning.
Well, we're trying to put a little bit of giddy up into your weekend, just like Digby Beecham did last week. You finally found a winner, brother. Here's your gold star.
You're a fool of a man, Stephen. Good morning to you.
well done last week, Diggers, and this week. Group ones everywhere. How are you feeling about it? The Bart is back. How are you feeling about the day, mate?
Great days racing. Really looking forward to it. You're probably fortunate you have children. Otherwise, I'd be at your house at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning with an Esky and a meat pack.
Who's stopping you?
really looking. Great days racing in Queensland.
Well, Bart, the Black Art Bart himself, he has to carry a very heavy weight, 58 kilos. I think the last one to carry heavier was 1992, Rough Habits, so that's 24 years.
It's been a while, and that was the second of Rough Habits' two Stradbrokes. So, look, he's up to it in his eyeballs. We know he's a superstar. He's a warhorse, isn't he? He races particularly well, and it's a really good addition of the Stradbroke, deep and good form.
Which way are you heading?
Probably Azcadelia.
Oh, you're off Bart again.
Yeah, we are. Look, look, she was really good in the Doomben 10,000. She probably got taken out of her comfort zone, and they went ridiculously quick in that race. But I think this is probably more her go, the 1400. But it's a really, really good Stradbroke. She's drawn ideally. Damien Oliver goes back on. He knows the mare well. So I'll go her ahead of Blackheart Bart. And I like Counter Attack also. I played him in the futures markets last month, and then he came up with Barrier 14 on Wednesday, and it's fair to say that took a bit of jam out of my donut.
The Atkins, where do you see that one going? Yeah. I think probably Sacred Elixir starts the favourite.
Yeah, he does, Stephen. It was a really good run in the size. He got back on a day when they were all on speed, and he savaged the line, and he's bred to get a mile. He's a Kiwi horse. Love the addition of Zach Purton in the saddle also. So, look, he'll be really, really hard to beat. I think Nicotus can run a race. Third up, mile. This is the half-brother to Jamaica, who won the VRC Oaks and ran second in the Australian Derby during the autumn in the championships in Sydney. And also Attention, who is a winner of the size. He does everything right. He's got good tactical speed.
Queensland Derby, Howard Be Thy Name. It's a good name, that. I just saw Howard Gretton in the canteen. It might be a bit of an omen, but obviously start the favourite. I think McIntosh, a good chance too, searching for four in a row now.
Yeah, he is. And look, Howard Be Thy Name is a proven stayer. He won the South Australian Derby. Now, that might be a little bit below this level, but I don't think this is a deep Queensland Derby. So I've got it narrowed down to four chances. I've got Howard Be Thy Name, Eshiel, McIntosh and Eagle Way. And I'll probably go Howard Be Thy Name with a watch on Eshiel.
Well, it's going to be a big day, and if you haven't found your money by race 10, you're going to have a big chance because she's a fair open field. If you find the winner, you're doing well. I think Imposing Lass will probably start favourite around $6.
Yeah, in the Queensland Oaks, it's a good race. It's an open race. It's really hard. We went through this last week, but that was on wet track form. Now we're on top of the ground, and that's why I've gone Khabib, a last start winner of the Roses. Big Redoute's Choice filly. I think she'll be better at Eagle Farm than she was at Doomben when she won. Big watch on Provocative, the New Zealand filly, and also Imposing Lass, but I'll go Khabib each way.
Four group ones at Brisbane. Should be a great day. Let's go to Belmont Diggers. What are the conditions we're looking at?
Probably a good four. A little bit of rain around this morning, but I think a good even pad as we're getting at Belmont each and every week.
Well, the Hyperion looks a great race. I was tempted to go Mr. Utopia. I thought a great run first up last start, but I'm staying with a wink. And an odd dig.
Yeah, you were all over her a fortnight ago in the Belmont Sprint and she duly saluted, and I think she'll do so again tomorrow. It doesn't look to be as much speed in this race as there was a fortnight ago. Lucy from Barrier 7 will be able to either control the speed or sit right over the top of it, and with her turn of foot, I think she's particularly hard to beat. A watch on Belmont Girl, who was very good along with Mr. Utopia in the Belmont Sprint, but it's been a while since she's won a race. I'm in Winking and Odds corner.
But typically in a weight for age, these mares get a 2 kilo pull on them too, so they'll be very amongst it, I reckon. Yeah, Belmont Girl and Winking and Nod. Well, what are your best on the program, Dick?
I think you get it early with Elegant Blast, the JT Warwick.
Load up.
Yeah, I think, look, she was 220 yesterday and she's into odds on this morning. So she's been well found with good reason. It was a really impressive debut at midweek grade late last month. And I think she'll win tomorrow. And then I think you'll be seeing her in the Ascot Carnival. And I think also in the last race, Scales of Justice, down in weight, up in class. He's nearly four, but he's a very smart three-year-old, down with 51. With Randy Tan's claim and Barrier 5. It's a good race, the last, but I think he can win. He might be the best bet of the day.
With your Esky and your club sandwiches, you might not see the last.
No, there'll be a fair indent in the couch.
Well, I'm going race 4, number 5. I think... On Trend has been a very good performer so far this campaign. 1-2 in line, going for three. Big Boy, I reckon he'll be storming down that. So I was tempted to go Socially Unique just because that reminds me of you. But I'm just going to go with On Trend to get the chocolate.
Yeah, look, he's going particularly well. And I think the 1300 meets him suits him really well. So I'll see you at 9 a.m.
Well, giddy up to that, Diggers. Whatever your punt this weekend, make sure you have a beauty.